Welcome. Thank you for joining us here at ICGC Kairos Temple Podcast. Pastor Prince Nyako is the head pastor of ICGC Kairos Temple, serving under the leadership of Dr. Mensah Otabo. Pastor Prince is a dynamic preacher of God's unadulterated word, characterized with a strong prophetic insight and prayer ministry. He is a strong advocate for discipline and order in the body of Christ, with messages centered on fasting, holiness, prayer, and integrity. And now, to today's message.
This month, we are looking at the subject, the fearless life. The fearless life in Christ. The fearless life in Christ. And I'm doing the part one this morning. The fearless life in Christ Jesus. The fearless life. Close your eyes and lift your right hand and begin to speak the language of the Spirit. Lord, speak to us, Lord. Let your word come to us in power. Speak to us, O God. Let your power be released. As we hear your word, let our lives not be the same again. Let our lives not be the same again. Let our lives not be the same again. Let lives move from fear to faith. Let lives move from defeat to victory. Let people move from the place of timidity to the place where they begin to fulfill what you have called them to do. Lord, we pray that, Lord, as we hear your word, you will subdue fear, you will subdue intimidation, you will subdue any spirit that wants to defeat us, you will subdue before us the enemies of our destinies. We declare in the name of Jesus, the atmosphere is released for the word of the Lord to be preached. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed with every thanksgiving. And everybody shall shout a big amen. Amen. Oh, your amen is still not strong. A big amen. Amen. 1 John chapter 4, verse number 18. 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. The Bible said that there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. Because fear has torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. There is no fear in love. Give me the amplified version. There is no fear in love. Into bracket, dread does not exist. In love, dreadedness, the fear of consumption, the fear of destruction, the fear of annihilation does not dwell in love. So the Bible said that there is no fear in love, but perfect or complete or full-grown love drives out fear, because fear involves the expectation of divine punishment. So fear involves punishment. So the one who is afraid of God's judgment is not perfect in love, has not grown into a sufficient understanding of God's love. God's love has no fear in it. If a man or a woman has experienced the love of God, and the love of God has grown and captured that person, fear will have no dominion over that person. You see, this series is going to change a lot of things about you. Because the plans you have on paper, the places you are now in your life, the positioning God has put you in your life today, the ideas God has put in your heart today, the vision you are having about your life today, you can end up a failure if you don't conquer the power of fear. And this is why I'm going to do this series for the whole month. The Fearless Christian. I like that one. The Fearless Christian. Forget the long one. So the series is The Fearless Christian. I'm going to preach. I'm going to teach. But critically, I'm going to teach you. And take you to scriptures upon scriptures. So that you come to a point where... Because if you allow fear to eat you up, we will never have great men in the kingdom of God. Fear kills greatness. And I pray that this will be your turning point in your 2024. It is impossible to live life without the feeling of fear. In fact, there is no human being, no matter how much the person has achieved, no matter how successful or no matter how brave you think a man is. I know Mike Tyson is going to fight in June. He's coming from retirement at the age of 52 or 53 to fight a younger person. And they are going to count that bout, a professional bout. People would think that, oh, he's Iron Mike Tyson. But I think, I believe that he will have a certain fear. And do you know what kind of fear that it will be? If the young man knocks him out in less than 1 minute, his years of the name Iron Mike Tyson will be credited to that young man. That this is the young man that brought Iron Mike Tyson down in 20 seconds. There is no human being on earth and here that has no fear. There is fear with everyone. Fred, you are afraid of something. You are afraid of... Everybody has a certain atmosphere of fear around the person. Even Prince Charles, or now King Charles, has a certain fear now. So fear is something that is synonymous to man. If you are alive, you will attract fear. Please follow the teaching. It is impossible for somebody to say, me, I don't have any fears in life. The person is trying to deceive you. And this is why you must be careful what you do on social media and what lessons you pick on social media, because there are a lot of fake lives on social media. This is life, the word of the Lord. Every one of us is confronted with a kind of fear. Some are fear of health, fear of not getting a good job, fear of not getting married, fear, a lot of fears. But how will you live in this life, irrespective of the kind of fear around you, what can you do that you can keep moving on? The kind of fear that cripples you and denies you, that's why the Bible uses here, the dread. The fear that keeps you, denies you, stops you, puts you in a fear. Sound people. I don't want to miss my words. Help me. Give me stable sound. Put you in a state of fear that you cannot do what you must do. That kind of fear is what God doesn't want us to allow to enter into us. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. That fear that steals life out of you. That fear that steals passion out of you. That fear that takes vigor out of you. That is the reason God speaks against fear. Fear is a force. And fear is a demon. It's not just a feeling. It's a demon. It's a being. It's a spirit. He said, for God has not given us the spirit of fear. So fear is a person. It's a personality. Today, receive the revelation and authority to drive fear out of your life. Yeah, fear is a spirit. It's a being. God has not given us the spirit of fear. And you see, when you see the big S, it means that this spirit is equal to the spirit of the devil. The strength of the spirit of fear is equal to the spirit of the devil. No matter how powerful somebody is, when fear comes on that person, all the glory, all the power, all his abilities will be swallowed away. He said, but of power. So God has given us the spirit of power, number one. The spirit of love, number two. And the spirit of a sound mind. Fear is the greatest key the devil uses to open a door for a major attack on your life. Yes, if the devil wants to attack someone, he prepares the person with the spirit of fear. He prepares your life. He sends the spirit of fear. And when the spirit of fear succeeds in overcoming you, then the major attacks come. So anytime you are experiencing fear, anxiety, a kind of a feeling that does not allow you to take a step, remember the devil is in the corner with a major attack. And you have to overcome that spirit of fear. Fear can paralyze a glorious and a fantastic destiny. Fear. And most of us have denied ourselves a blessing because of the spirit of fear. It can destroy a fantastic destiny. It can destroy a glorious destiny. Fear. Fear can tell you that you cannot become. And though you have all the things at your disposal, fear will shut you down. As Samuel Jan scores penalties, but that penalty, it could take the spirit of fear for him to miss it. Fear. If you are afraid, you can't even pull a trigger. So you see that when they are playing football and it's time for penalties, they look for people who have overcome the spirit of fear against. There are some players, some top players. When it's penalties, they don't go and stand there. You will pull them, stand there and play. They don't play. You will tell them. You see, when they get the penalty, but when it's penalty, give it to C. Ronaldo. He has overcome that spirit of fear. Today, may the word of the Lord help you to overcome that spirit of fear that is eating your glory and denying you your destiny in the name of Jesus. This is why we must pay attention to the word of the Lord. I'm going to take you through a lot, so I'm not jumping the gun. I'm building a whole series, so I'm taking my time to prepare you and introduce you well to what we are going to learn. Fear shall not paralyze that dream in your heart in 2024. Yes. It's a different thing to have a dream. It's a different thing to have a vision. It's a different thing to have an idea. But having the vision, having the idea, having a concept in your mind does not make you success. Success is when you overcome the fear that comes with that idea. Success is when you overcome the fear that comes with that vision. Every idea, goal, vision, plan will bet a fear. If you want to buy a land, you will be afraid of false owners. You will be wondering, am I talking to the right people? Even after you have spoken to the right people, you are asking yourself, am I talking to the right person within the people? Woe unto you if you are buying from a family. And it's an extended family. If it's a nuclear family, you are a bit okay. But extended. Extended is many other nuclear families in one. Even when they give you the document, you are wondering the fear of keeping. I remember we're getting a property for my mom, the land. The way we struggled, how to know whether this doc, even you can look at a land document and think it's correct, but there is a clause somewhere that makes it false. The number, the plot number, it's quite long. They can remove one. So every other thing is correct, but the plot number is different, and you will not know. This is why. So how do I become a fearless man in pursuit to purchase a land? There is a way out. And this is what we're going to find out. I use land as an example. I'm just telling you that there is a way to overcome fear. Because when you don't overcome fear, you cannot achieve anything in life. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. There is a way. Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10. Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10. Fear thou not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Give me the NLT version of this. Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Say, God will strengthen me. Say, I am not afraid. Say, I am not afraid of life. I am not afraid of destiny. I am not afraid of what God has called me to do. I am not afraid of my academics. I am not afraid of what God has destined for me. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. Tell yourself, I'm not afraid. I've discovered that many Christians are fearless. Many Christians, they pray, they fast, they do all kinds of things, but we are never bold. We are never courageous. We are afraid of everything. We are afraid of even death. But Christians must not be, as a Christian, you must not be afraid of death. You must not be afraid to die. If you are not dying, you cannot live. If you are in a state where the thing you are afraid of most is death, dying physically, there is a big problem with your Christianity. There is a big problem with what you believe in. If you believe that you have eternal life, you must not be afraid of who can destroy the body, but be afraid of who can destroy the spirit. Many Christians are afraid of physical death. We pray, we shout, we fast, we do this, but we are full of fear. Christians don't want to marry. They are afraid that, is the guy correct? Is the lady correct? I don't want anyone to destroy me. Which woman is correct in this world? Which man is correct? No man is correct. No woman is correct. In fact, psychologists will say everybody has a level of madness in this world. So married people are two mad people who manage mad people. Only married people understand this statement. Yes. Marriage involves two mad people who are managing two mad other people. So all of them, they are all not okay. So if you are waiting for an okay person, I'll meet you in heaven and we'll be walking with Paul and Thomas, and then you would have denied yourself. A beautiful marriage, life on earth. Fear not appears in the Bible 366 times. It caters for each day of the year. God has said it categorically. Fear not, fear not. 366 times in the Bible. Because God knows that fear is synonymous to man. Every time we are afraid of something, I'm telling you, every time. Why is it that when you get to a T-junction, you take time before you enter the road if you are driving? You are afraid a car will bash into your car. Why do you lock your gate in the night? So you see all your bragging, there is something you fear. Why do you lock the windows? Apart from this, you put a barbed wire with an alarm and voltage. Because you are afraid that a certain thief, as for my voltage, if you touch it, it will kill you. My voltage, I put it high. It's not shock, it's die. My own is not shock. When you touch it, you are dead. Praise God. In each day of the year, God has catered for that fear. Now, what is fear? What is fear? The acronym FEAR. Fear is actually an acronym. False evidence appearing real. False evidence appearing real. Say, you cannot make it. It's a false evidence. But it appears real because it may tally with some of your physical inabilities. False evidence appearing to be real. Now, fear comes from two ways. Number one, fear that you will never get what you need. Fear comes from two directions. The first direction is that there is the fear that you can never realize what you need or what you want or what you have dreamt of or what you have purposed to do. Number two, fear comes from the fact that you will not be able to keep what you have. So two directional inputs of fear. Number one, the fear that I cannot get what I want. As the years are going on, some of ladies are thinking, will I ever marry? The fear of never getting married. The fear of never having a child in my marriage. The fear of never having a house of my own. The fear of never getting a proper job. That pains me enough that I don't get stuck in the middle of the month. The fear of never becoming financially independent. The fear of never becoming a strong Christian. Will I ever become a strong Christian? The fear of not making it to heaven. So the second one is, what I have, I don't want to lose it. I can lose it. I can lose my children. Will my children grow out well? In fact, there is a whole teaching I have prepared on children not having any fear for your child. As long as you are committed in raising them in the Lord, you must not be afraid. There is that fear. So you have the fear. Will this marriage work? Will this plan work? Will this promotion bless me? Will this document be accepted? Those are the sources of fear. The fear of not getting what I want, and the fear of what I have, can I keep it? Will I be able to keep it? Will I be able to hold on to this Christian faith? Will I be able to keep running the race? These are the sources of fear. And by the end of this series, we are going to silence permanently the voice of fear in Jesus' name. Fear will always be there, but a winning life is real in Christ. Fear will always be there, but a winning life is real in Christ. Success. Now listen, success is a choice. Failure is a choice. You choose to succeed. You choose to fail. You choose to allow fear to eat you down. Yes. You choose to allow fear to intimidate you. You choose to decide, I will succeed. I told somebody, tell yourself, I will never fail. Tell yourself, I will not end a failure. Tell yourself, I will not end up useless. I refuse to end up as a product of the work of the enemy. No. I refuse to become a breaking news in the kingdom of darkness that, hey, we have brought the guy down. Hey, we have brought the woman down. Hey, we have managed to collapse her life. I refuse to be that testimony to the devil. You choose to be a failure or you choose to be a success. And when you choose to be a success, you see that every decision you are making, every plan you are making, every thought of your life is channeled. It is just now that most of you are beginning to believe some of the things we tell you. You see things on Facebook, social media, and you think that you are last in life. You think that you don't have anything. You think that you are a useless person. I was watching this young musician celebrating their birthday at the age of 30 years. And the money. So you watch and say, so me, what did I come and do on this earth? Look, You don't know that what you have is far more worthy. If you take your life serious, you end your life a happy person. If you decide to kick out fear and go the way of God and keep working out the word and keep being a child of God, at the end of the day, you may end up with a chamber and a hall, but you'll be the most happiest, most celebrated, most healthy person you can ever think about. There is a way that seemeth right to a man, but the end thereof is death. In God, there is no giddy giddy. In God, the only thing that can kick you out is fear. The fear of not breaking through. So a lot of people lost their faith after COVID. A lot of people lost their directions after COVID because they lost everything. Now they've taken upon themselves to hustle. Now I'm in this church, Christ, and I'm thinking about myself. I'll do what I'll do. I sing in the choir, but I'll not become too involved with all this kind of church. I'll sing when I'm available. You sing when you're available. Wait. I can't fast again. No. This kind of fast. I was talking to a pastor. He said, oh, is God that builds his church? You don't build God's church if you eat it. So, because anytime we go for a meeting, they sell food and I'm not eating. So he walked to me and said, yeah, you're always fasting. Jesus is building his church. So eat. It's like the young prophet and the old prophet. Become someone who is a hardcore to the spirit of fear. Else you have nothing to talk about at the end of the year. You will have nothing. How do you increase in life? By adding on to what you used to have. But fear will make sure that there is no addition, but always subtraction or stagnation. Many people praying against the spirit of stagnation is actually they must begin to find out how to overcome fear that has kept them where they are. If I was crippled by fear, I won't move you here. If I was crippled by fear, we will not even make an attempt to buy this land. If I was crippled by fear, I would not say, let's do double service. Because if we do one service, the whole place is full. So you do first service, second service, but joint service, boom. Some people cannot stand it. But the first and second service is serving a certain purpose. Somebody must pass through and go to work. A lot of our people are in schools. So you don't run your church based on what somebody else is running his church. You must be a very fearless person to take initiatives that will lead to achievement. And this is what I'm doing to you in the month of April. I'm beating out every fear out of you. Your amen is not strong. I'm beating it out. You are afraid to buy land. You want to be sure. You want a lawyer is coming. Another lawyer is coming. They say the land is genuine. You are like, this is my last money. You have to be fearless and go in for it. Some of you are pushing yourself to do masters and all that. You see that in the midst of the course, you are like, why did I worry myself? Because you see yourself learning like when you were in GSS. You'll be shocked. You are learning. And the fear of entering the exams room. And the most annoying thing is when you are stepping into the exams room and you are trying to recollect one sentence. And you have left every book somewhere. And you are walking. And you are trying to remember the three philosophies of Einstein. And the first one is not coming. Like, it's like you have never opened the book. Listen, the way you are feeling, that's the same way all the students entering the exams room. Everybody's trying to recollect something, but they've forgotten.
It is when that fear comes, you have to find out. You have to overcome that fear. Because if you keep that fear, you will fail the exam. Failure is a product of fear. Failure is a product of fear. When we're going to start building, I remember one sermon that Apostle Sidney came to preach. When he was preaching, I was just laughing because I had mentioned the same thing to someone. He was like, when they were building their temple, they didn't have money. So the architect brought a loan. When you have no idea the bills on this building. Some of you, when you see small of it, you just die. You'll be like, hey, and then this one there. Till Jesus comes, you are lying. He said, I'll be completed very soon. So he said, he just told the foreman, what do we need to start a building? And then, oh, we need to map the place. He said, so what do you need? A stick and a rope. And I said, okay, how much is a rope? And how much is a stick? Go and buy the stick and the rope and start the work. Yes, faith. And today they finish. They finish. Very beautiful church. Beautiful air conditioning, solid church. Listen, what you fear is the reason why you are where you are. But I curse the fear out of your heart in the name of Jesus. Inspiration plays a good role in overcoming the spirit of fear. Inspiration. Inspiration. That's the reason why sometimes I give you examples of what is happening in the church and to the church. Inspiration. What you have seen God do with someone can help you overcome the spirit of fear in your heart. If you're a musician and you see what God has done with other musicians, it gives you hope. That is, you see, you have to be a human being. Tell somebody, be a human being. But if you are not a human being, you will not know a lot of things that are happening to human beings. So when something happens to you, think that Nyamia Nyenye cry like God has not dealt with you well at all. But if you know what happens amongst people, hey, people are suffering. The person seated by you, he's just calm like that. You don't know. If he tells you what he's going through, if you're a human being, you get to know what is going on with people. You look at Joseph's life. You should be reading the Bible. If you read the Bible, you become a better person. You look at the life of Joseph, how his brothers failed him. His father was powerless. His father could not stop his own brothers from mafiaing him. They sold him into slavery. He ended up in prison, false accusation. This was the last born. Last borns are pampered. And sudden change of life. You have to be reading the Bible. If you read it, you see that, then there was somebody called Joseph that has a similar story of my life. Inspiration plays a great role. As I read the Bible, as I follow the word of God, I look out for who is in the Bible that represents my life. When you discover it, you discover that then God is able to also work out something with your life. Out of the mess, his mercy can bring out a message out of your life. But you have to see it and not allow the fear. Maybe you are in a family. Your grandmother died of a particular disease. Your aunties died of a particular disease. Your senior cousins are dying of a particular disease. Your mother has gotten that same disease. Hey, no matter who you are, no matter how long you pray, you discover that in you, there is that innate fear that is coming up and saying, ha, it's getting to your turn. This is where you need to go to the Bible and start battling the thing with the word. You have to overcome it, else your children will also come and fight it. If we cannot win battles, then what is the essence of becoming Christians. We became Christians because Jesus became our victory over everything. I mean, everything means everything. Jesus became our victory over everything, over sickness, over diseases, over whatever. Jesus won the battle so that we come and become partakers. I declare in the name of Jesus, your fears of yesterday shall no longer be with you after this moment. You are moving out of this place a fearless man, a fearless woman, a courageous man, a courageous woman. In the name of Jesus. Inspiration tears down the strength of fear. So read the Bible. Read the Bible and stop reading all those rubbish on Facebook. Stop listening to all those rubbish. It doesn't bring you any inspiration. They come and say things, but they don't do what they say. Yeah. The Bible is there. Take time and study. But you don't want to. You want to hear somebody say. But take time and study the Bible. And get solid inspiration. And an inspiration that can never, ever be altered is from the Bible. Because somebody, you can talk to a businessman who is doing well in business on the surface. He will never tell you if there's something under. He won't tell you. He will not. Not all that glitters is gold. And the truth you know, but you don't want to hear. This generation, you know the truth, but you don't want to hear. Not everything glittering is gold. You see them doing a lot of big things, but so pastor, so those big things, so it is like you are trying to say it's not God. Yeah, the devil can do big things. The devil can do wild things. One day the devil killed millions of children below 2 years because of Moses and because of Jesus. Powerful. Nobody could stop. The devil can do big things. What are you talking about? The devil can do big things. Look at the pornography industry. I was with a pastor yesterday and we were doing analysis. He said he had some statistics. It was serious. That industry is the biggest in the U.S. now. They said every 39 seconds, every 39 seconds, one pornographic clip is released in the world. Powerful! Who is doing it? Is it God? The betting companies. Most of the fans of this, do you know why Premier League and all those things have become popular? It's the betting. And this is from the top. Serious cartel, and they've driven those days. It was not as big as this. Social media blew it. You go stay in UK for 3 months, you understand what I'm talking about. People's entire life. That's why you see when they are playing matches and a team like Manchester is losing, when we went to Liverpool and they scored at 7-0, you see the fans living angry because they put their week's wage as a bet. It's not one. All of them there. You say the devil cannot do big things. So don't be deceived. This is the truth. But you don't like. That's why I made your face. You are not happy. Because I'm preaching the truth. It's the truth. You know. True inspiration is from the word. Nothing else. I remember there was this man who used to motivate people. At the end of the day, he killed himself. He committed suicide. He sang a certain song. We are on social media. Nowadays, there are a lot of stupid people on social media disturbing pastors. So we are... That's why Fridays, I don't even go live. And maybe with time, I may stop going live because it limits you from saying what is needed. Have you realized that if a serious matter is supposed to be said, They say, let's talk about it in closed doors. Yeah. There are some, as elections are coming, there are some people online. Some people who want to die early and eradicate their families from the surface of the earth. They are just there monitoring pastors. Hey, he said that so if you vote for this person, meanwhile the person didn't mention anybody. The fear, we are all quiet. We are all quiet. This gay, lesbian thing, you are all quiet. You can't even talk about it because you are afraid. You're afraid of what? This is why I'm preaching this. Because if we don't rise now, a day will come, your son will bring another man. That daddy, I'm coming to marry. And that time, because a generation was there and was quiet. Don't worry, I'm doing a whole study on gays and lesbians. And there's nobody gay. God never born anybody gay. God never created anybody lesbian. No, nobody was created. I'll take my time and take my time to teach. Because if it's not taught now, you are all afraid. Even at your workplace, you can't even talk about it because you are afraid. That they will mark you and then they will say you can't travel to America. America? You can't travel to America. So you want to go to America and not go to heaven. The city of God. Oh yeah. In some of you that are dying, you've queued. You want to go to America. Some of us, if you dash us residency there, we will not even go. I love the Apim and the Kontomri. And but some of you, that's your prayer. In fact, Pastor, stop what you are talking about. This is how far we have gone from the knowledge of Christ. My time is beating me. But we must not be afraid. If you're a parent and you're afraid to discipline your child, you have lost your authority as a parent. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid on any day. Because the day fear takes over you. So unfortunately, I'm ending the teaching at this point. Let me talk about the inspiration that kills fear. How many of you know the story of Esther and Mordecai? Yeah. There was a serious situation against the Jewish people. Because of time, I can't read. But write the scripture down. When you go home, promise me you read it. Esther chapter 4, verse 4 to 16. Esther chapter 4, verse 4 to 16. Esther was the queen, and there was an orchestration to eradicate the Jewish people from the land. And they sent her the information. Mordecai, her uncle, sent her the information that this is what is going to happen. Can you go and speak to the king about this matter? Then she said, if you go before the king around this time, it is considered the Mordecai wrote a letter. I wish we read it. Give me the verse 10. Sent a message back to her. Verse 10. Let's continue. Then Esther told Hatchet to go back and relay this message to Mordecai. All the king's officials and even the people in the province know that anyone who appears before the king in his inner court without being invited is doomed to die unless the king holds out his gold scepter. And the king has not called for me to come to him for 30 days. So Hatchet gave Esther's message to Mordecai. Then listen to what the uncle told him. Mordecai sent this reply to Esther. Sometimes some people, you must always have the person who can speak to you face to face. There should be people that when they are talking to you, your options are no more, but their opinions is what you are going to run with. At this point, Mordecai moved from opinions to an aggressive instruction. So, if you are here and nobody can speak to you in an instructive way, you are not going anywhere in life. There should be somebody who can speak to you, because you have to make yourself like that. There are some of you, I can't speak to you in that manner. You insult me. Yeah. I've had many chances to stop people. In fact, some marriages, I wish I stopped it. But I look at that, I say, oh, the Lord will help you in any way. Go and try. The grace of God be on you. You must make yourself advisable. You must make yourself instructable. There are some, I'll call them, hey, if you saw the person left, turn right and start going. And then they go. The question, I said it so that you start asking yourself, who in my life, when he's speaking to me, my hands are at my back and my opinions are frozen? Who is in your life? So Mordecai wrote back to Esther. Esther was higher than Mordecai. Esther was the queen. But Mordecai, don't, when God is lifting you up, don't think that you are higher than some people who are in your life. You may be a professor, but I can tell you that you are not higher than me. Because I'm preaching with a grace that is over 2,000 years ago. Yes. You have to understand, Eddie, no matter how big God makes you, and no matter how poor your father becomes, you are never powerful than your father. So Mordecai may not be receiving the salary of Esther, but he wrote back to Esther and said, I pray that somebody in your life will be the voice that will kill the fear in your heart. Amen. Yeah. God always places people by you who will speak to you and kill that fear. Esther was being too diplomatic, was being catered. Yet will be any other nearby. Vashti was moved and she came. So she was afraid that if she continues like that, she will become like Vashti. So Mordecai, the uncle, let's read it. He said, Mordecai sent this reply to Esther. Don't think for a moment that because you are in the palace, you escape when all other Jews are killed. Verse 14. If you keep quiet at this time like this, at a time like this, deliverance and relief for the Jews will arise from other place, but your name will not be written in history. Listen, if you keep that fear, you will miss history. If you keep that fear, you will miss destiny. If you entertain that fear, you will miss out on what God really wants to do with your life. He said, but you and your relatives will die. Who knows if perhaps you were made queen for such a time as this. Verse 15. Then Esther sent this reply to Mordecai. Marado Shadab. Go and gather together. Listen. Somebody must be speaking some sense. Let me put it that way. Somebody must be speaking some sense to you at every point of your life. There must be somebody you go to. When I'm leading you people and you are stressing me and I'm becoming a bit confused, I know where to go. I go and sit there 2 hours, 1.5 hours. By the time I'm leaving, I am so strong that when I come and meet you, you that you are worrying me, I am strong. Somebody must be speaking to you. Esther missed out on Mordecai. We wouldn't have heard of Esther again. But because of what she did, by virtue of Mordecai's words, why are you afraid? Why are you being comfortable? Why are you comfortable? After your first degree, you are too comfortable. You are too comfortable. What is a salary of 5,000? Somebody's fuel allowance is 53,600 Ghana cedis. And the person is not a spirit. The person is a human being. 53,600 Ghana cedis. Your salary is 600 Ghana. Somebody say, hey, pastor, me dear cry is 600. No, the whole man.
I'm asking, how do you survive? There must be some aggression. I like the way some of you are reacting already. It's like I'm staring something. Like you want me to close fast so that you go home. And yeah, that's what I want. I want to kick some fear out of you, that you will stretch yourself. There are many areas in life God has called us to reach out to. To reach out to. But we allow religion to kill our talents, our gifts. And when you talk about calling, all people think you are telling them to go and preach. Esther, that was her calling, to preserve the Jewish people. That's why I'm not using calling. That's why I'm telling you, using talent and gift. Whenever I'm using calling, if I realize Daniel will come and say, Pastor, you know, when you're preaching our calling, I sense the thing strongly. You sense what? I sense it strongly. I'm called to a certain people. And God even gave me the name of the church. We shall never be disgraced international. But there are many areas God has called us. There are many areas. And this is why schooling is important. Because until you are schooled, nobody hear you. Nobody will listen to you. You are here praying, I want to be the chief justice. Do you know the qualifications the woman is carrying? You see the president, 80 years. What a blessing. You may not like him, but he's 80 years. Do you know what to be 80 years and not using stick? This generation likes all kinds of rubbish and never concentrate on the main thing. How will you also become a president? That is the question. Not the small, small mistakes they are making. How will you also prepare yourself that one day when there's an opportunity, the chief in your hometown and your area will say, we want you to be our MP. Will you have the capacity? Do you know the constitutions of the land? Instead of you looking for some law course to do, you are always insulting the president. You are always insulting the ministers. You are not going anywhere. Anybody that spends his time criticizing is never appointed for any useful thing. The place is quiet. I love it that way. I'm ending. Give the Lord a clap of him. That's what I dream about every day. That's what I think about every day. What new thing can I learn? So I was there, I realized everybody's bashing the gay. I said, hey, let me get books. Just get books and sit down and start learning. Just read about gay. Just read about them. Read about them. Read about the situation. Get answers. The church must get answers. We cannot just say, gay is this. But you see, in Revelation, sir, where they mention the gay people are going to hellfire, drunkards are also part there. Drunkards. You say drunkards, womanizers, gays, going to lake of fire. So as you are shooting the thing, the gun is doing like this. Shooting it. But the danger is that before God destroyed the city, that was the most insensitive son that rose and provoked God and destroyed the city. But if somebody asks you, okay, I'm a gay. Talk to me, preach to me, disciple me. What are you going to say? Do you have what to say? Oh, that's not it. We need to get to scripture and speak. The same way when you have a marriage problem, you want somebody to speak to you. That's the same way. If God sent you a sinner as a gay, somebody practicing gay, and say, help the person, what will you do? Are you going to condemn? You are going to dispense the love of God to the level that you will not also follow. Some of you are saying, no, because you are afraid that you too maybe they will infest you. Because you are not strong. Fear.
You don't want to talk about anything. If you are a parent, your daughter has started developing breasts, and you are afraid to teach her that right now, with the breast and menstruation, if she goes to fire, she will get pregnant. Your fear will bring you a situation you will regret. Today I pray. I'm ending here. I have to wait for second service. Close your eyes and pray. Pray for yourself in 20 seconds. Crush the spirit of fear out of you. Crush it. 20 seconds. Crush it. Crush it. Crush it. Crush it. Crush it. Crush the spirit of fear. Crush it. Here I am waiting. Abide in me, I pray. Here I am longing for you. Oh,
hide me.
Listen, I don't know why I ended with this whole L-E, blah, 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 blah. I used to stay in an area. I won't mention the place because I'm sure there are some useless bloggers on the land. And that area was a zone for these things. I was a young person, around 9 years, 8, 10 years. I won't mention the area. Almost all the boys, almost all the girls were into it. They do it for fun. So I didn't know. So I'm here, I'm playing. I thought they were just playing. So they would do some apartheid in some corner. Then you'd be hearing some sounds. So I went there. And they speak Ghana. I said, it's your honor. So I saw my friends lie. So I also went to lie down. Then I saw that they were practicing that. Me yem seven. Then they said, hey, if you won't do it, then don't go and tell anybody. If you tell anybody we meet you, no, we smoke, we will beat you up. I was not afraid. I was not afraid. What kept the others in bondage was the fear of threat. Fear. Fear. When I go home, I told my big sister, she beats men. She blew it out of order. All the children who were involved, they have to take them to a juvenile restructuring 111. And some of them are pastors today. Listen, the spirit of fear will deny you a better life. And today I pray that whatever has become a blockade to your movement, the Lord brings it down by faith. Your amen is not strong. Give the Lord a mighty clap of hands. Oh, clap, clap better if you have been blessed.
The message you just listened to is from ICGC Caris Temple. To connect with us, you can like our page on Facebook at ICGC Caris Temple or follow us on Instagram and Twitter at ICGC Caris. We would like to hear of how God is blessing you through this podcast. To support this podcast, please click on the profile button and click on support. Thank you, and God richly bless you.